Welcome to Business Innovators Radio, featuring industry influencers and trendsetters sharing proven strategies to help you build a better life right now.
Welcome to Brilliance Business TV, conversations with leading experts in business. I am your host, Mark Stephen Pooler. We have a wonderful guest today. I have been lucky to interview Marie many, many times. Marie Diamond from The Secret movie, which I am a big, big fan of, and it got me into the law of attraction. And that was where I slowly started to improve my life and got me to where I am today. So I'm really looking forward to a conversation with Marie. Before I get started, I just want to make an official shout out to our show sponsors, Dreamweaver Artist Ranch. We are streaming live on Facebook, Twitter, Instagram, LinkedIn, YouTube. We're also on the E360 TV network under Fresh Takes, going out to Apple TV, Fire TV, Android, Roku, and many more. We're also on MSPNewsGlobal.com, and we're also on Business Innovators Radio Network. So after that long introduction, let's bring in our incredible guest, Marie Diamond. Marie, welcome to Brilliance Business TV.
So wonderful to be with you, Mark, and to all the viewers and listeners.
So, Marie, I want to get stuck in. Firstly, I have to mention The Secret because it's such a big world-renowned hit. Even today, The Secret still has so, so much power to it, doesn't it, Marie?
Yes, it is. And there's already a second generation now, right? So it's like it came out in 2006. So that's quite 16 years ago. And now we have, you know, people that have shared it with their children. And so they're actually already a second generation. And now it's available on Netflix, on Amazon TV. So now people don't.
My apologies, Marie.
Yeah. Now people don't say, oh, I read the book or I saw the DVD. Now they say, I saw you on Netflix. So, you know, it's the world has changed, right?
And I think The Secret, even though the law of attraction was around before The Secret movie, because I remember reading a book on the law of attraction before The Secret movie. But I think as soon as The Secret movie came out, it really took it onto a global scale, didn't it, Marie?
Yeah, I think the film and then the book, when it came out, it was so clear, shared, and that I think it just made it more visible, more understandable. And it was just, I think, the right movie, the right book at the right time. I think people were opening up towards this information, were waking up after the 2000s. You know, that everybody was in that new vibration of a new century. And so I think it was just, you know, right moment, right time. Yeah.
Now, you are a feng shui master. Now, to some people, believe it or not, Marie, feng shui is just a really exciting word. Can you just explain in a few words, what is feng shui and why should people take advantage of it?
So feng shui is a Chinese energy system that some people know about, acupuncture, that's kind of in the common world. Qigong, Tai Chi is perhaps less known. But I would say acupuncture for sure. Everybody has heard of it or at least tried it one time. So these are based on energy system in China where they know everything is energy and that we can actually find places in our body where energy can be blocked and you can release the blockage by putting needles or doing acupressure on certain points that we call meridians. So feng shui in a way is the level of using this energy system of finding how energy can be blocked, not on your body, but on a bigger body. And that is actually your environment, your home, the place where you live, where you sleep, the places where you work. And that also in that bigger space, that's also like a body where our bodies are in, that there can be blockages and there can be things that are stopping you from having good flow of energy. And so you can de-block the energy, and you can also activate the energy. And I'm not saying by putting pressure on somewhere or putting needles in there, but by placing the right colors, the right positioning of your furniture, the right images around you. So this energy system has been practiced as long as acupuncture has been around. So for more than 4,000 years. And these techniques were used by the emperor, the court of the emperor, the top people in China would use activating the good luck, as they say, the good qi, the good energy of their home. And so that has been passed on for thousands of years, but was kept to the Chinese society. And it's only after 1950 that also acupuncture came more towards the West, and the same feng shui followed with that. And now, you know, there are feng shui masters that are not Chinese, but also bring this work forward. And so I started practicing this when I was about 15 years old. So I was very early on, and I practiced this for more than 45 years now.
And talking about environment, Marie lives by environment. I will tell you, she invited me to London to her home house, a private members club. It's like being in Buckingham Palace, and you was all set up in the right direction, which we can talk about when we come to talk about the app as well. I loved that place, Marie. It was absolutely stunning, really, really pretty. It's a palace, isn't it? So
yeah, it's an old palace that they transformed into a private membership. What is like typically in London, that you can be part of a membership and then you can meet your guests, and you were my guest that day. So
it was beautiful. I really enjoyed meeting up with you. Now, I'm really excited to talk about your app, Marie. You've just launched the Marie Diamond app. I'm a subscriber. It's absolutely brilliant, all about your energy number. Firstly, tell us a little bit about the app.
Yes, of course. So when people are asking me, like, how do I start practicing feng shui? You know, you don't need a feng shui master to come to your home to do this. So the ancient knowledge of feng shui, I have tried to set it up in a very simple way for you to start in your own home. And one of the first steps is to find out your energy number. And based on your energy number is that you're going to download the app, and you will get on the app, you will be asked to put in your birthday and your birth gender. And when you put that in there, you will actually, it's like you will ask that, and then you will click on it, and it will start like spinning a wheel of energy. And then you will get an energy number. And there's a number between 1 to 9. And so my energy number is 5 on the connector. Yeah, you will get some information. And then you will get a bunch of videos that explain you what does that mean. So there's a specific explanation for what we call that energy archetype. But the most important is your directions, the compass directions in your environment that are the strongest for you. And based on that, you will get a diamond compass. So the diamond compass is literally a compass. This is moving because it's a compass. And every one of you will have a success direction, relationship, health, and wisdom. But let's focus on the success direction. So it is like, think about the acupuncture. There are places that you want to activate, yeah, to get good energy. Well, for each one of you, based on your birthday, there is an area in your home an area in your bedroom, in your office, in your living room, the places where you live, sleep, and work more than 3 to 5 hours. So we don't look at it in the bathroom. We don't look at it in the kitchen because we're not focusing there. And so you will actually then have this app, and you will put this app up like on the level of your heart. And then you look where your success direction is. So it's possible your success direction is behind you. Like literally it is behind me. Yeah. So, but what I always suggest to people, then clear, first of all, your success direction. If you have that clutter or chaos, you actually are blocking the flow of chi towards success and money. And then place instead of that in that direction from the center of your home, center of your room, you're focusing what is there right now. And then put in there, if you're in a business, you can put in your logo, you can put major papers there, you can put your goals, your vision board. Like I have there my awards, I have there my new books coming up, I have my main programs there, I have me as a speaker. So I have all this important symbols, yeah, that I place there. And that's, of course, for everybody different. And some people say, well, I don't have that, but hey, you always have a book on success or a book on leadership, right? So we have a biography of a strong leader, you know. So
or an Oscar, it's just really.
Or an Oscar, right? So I actually put there an Oscar many years ago, and by putting there my an Oscar and putting my name Marie Diamond on it, I started attracting, first of all, Oscar-winning clients. Yeah, and then I would put in as a goal there, I'm going to be in a movie seen by millions of people transforming the world. And as I did it there, I attracted being in The Secret that has reached millions of people that transformed the world. So by putting things there, it's like you are putting acupressure, like you're putting like energy in that field, like literally by symbols and by images and books and colors even. Yeah. And as you're placing that there, you have like a nonstop, an activation, an energy focus on what you want in your life. And so you can also do that with relationships. So for each one of you, based on your energy number, you have a relationship direction. It's in pink. Yeah. And then in your relationship direction, like here, it's over here. There I have a globe because I have students and more than 1 million students in 190 countries. So when I put a globe there, I feel like I'm symbolizing all my students. I have images there of high-end clients that I have pictures of. I have images there of my team and of my family. So everyone that surrounds me to uplift and to support me in what I bring to the world. And so you will see when you go to the app, you will literally have free videos for success and money. And then if you want to find out also the other energy numbers of your family and all the videos, all the access, plus if you want also monthly to have a class, you have meditations on it, visualizations, and to continue the feng shui course that I'm teaching you, you just upgrade. I think it's for $3 a month. So very, very reasonable. So you don't need to pay thousands of dollars to get a feng shui master in your home, right? But to start with a very easy, accessible, and you can start first on the free level where you can already do so much with, and then you just can continue going up to the next level.
So I'm guessing the app is almost for anybody who just wants to bring positivity and more success and abundance into the life. But is there anyone you think this app is perfect for, Marie?
Well, I think everybody that really wants to go to the next level in their life, right? And so especially a lot of people are using already positive mindset, or they're using the law of attraction. And I always say to people, look, the law of attraction has different levels. And one of the things that I learned when I was 15, I was already practicing law of attraction. I was already meditating, visualizing, having a positive mindset, full of gratitude for the world. And then I had something really major happening. I had a truck that ran over me, and I had a near-death experience. And when I came back, I was asking the mentor that I had at that time already, like, what did I do wrong? I mean, I was already so focused to be positive. And he just said, Marie, you have bad feng shui. And I was like, what's that? Never heard of it. You know, I have to situate me. I was at that time living in Belgium in a Catholic family. So look, to be honest, Chinese systems, even acupuncturists, the only Chinese we knew were the people that had beautiful Chinese restaurants in my local town. So we had access to Chinese food, but that was kind of the limit of connecting with the Chinese culture, right? And so he explained to me that my environment was responsible also for my law of attraction. And then later on, when I studied with my grandmaster, he told me that one third of the results of the law of attraction is your environment. And that your environment is not just something that we are aware of all the time. But if you become aware of it and you start implementing this energy, you will start changing the vibration. So a lot of people are focusing on creating goals and creating a vision board. And I say, but what if you would understand that your home is like a three-dimensional vision board? Yes. And if your goals that you have inside of you is not aligned with what is represented by the images and the colors around you, then you block the vibration. And it's like it's not aligned. And it's possible your home is uplifting your goals and uplifting your dreams and help them manifest. Or it can also be that it blocks it completely. And I have seen this over and over again, that when people start shifting things around them, it's like suddenly there's a flow of energy, because your body, and you have your mindset, but your home is bigger than you, and you actually have a mindset of your home, what is all around you. And when that's not aligned, you go slower in manifesting your goals, or you can use feng shui and manifest your goals faster.
I come to see you speak in London actually quite a few years ago. I remember going back to my house and changing it all around as soon as I come and seen your presentation, Marie. Now, before I go on to the next question, actually, I want to just say to everyone, you can get the Marie Diamond app on the App Store on Apple and Android. That's the Marie Diamond app on Apple and Android. Now, you have touched on this a little bit. We're coming up to 2023. How exciting. Talking about vision boards and goals, can we just touch on that subject a little bit, Marie?
Yeah, of course. So I always suggest for people to really, when there's a new year coming, that you start looking, first of all, on the goals you have not accomplished yet. And perhaps you have a few days left or a few weeks that you kind of, you know, approach that again and look at your goals and say, what steps do I still need to take? But then we always suggest in feng shui to look at goals for your success, that's your career, goals for your money, your relationships, both personal and professional, for your health and well-being, and also goals for your educational or your spiritual or religious growth. So I always suggest to people to write goals, your goals down, and take like five goals for each one, and always say the goals in the present tense, like I am, I have, I create. So always in a positive present tense. And then one of the things I suggest to people is to take these goals that you have and then use the app, yeah, and look at your diamond compass to see where in the areas of health or wisdom, wisdom stands for education, spirituality, and religion, what do you have there? Like you say, for example, I want to be healthy. Yeah, I want to be well-being. And then you look at your health direction and there you have a whole bunch of clutter there. Then you actually have been blocking your health. So then instead of that, place a plant, a round-leafed plant or like a white orchid that just, you know, is blossoming. And perhaps you want great romance in your bedroom, but you have your laundry bag in your bedroom in your relationship direction. Well, guess what? You know, your relationship won't feel so great because your dirty laundry is there. So remove that, right? And of course, you can look into the videos then to see what are the next steps that you can take to implement. What can you place there? You can already start thinking about, okay, I'm in a relationship. I put an image of me and my partner in my relationship direction. Don't put an image of single people there. So just start looking, look at your goals and start looking if your environment is reflecting that. And then for sure, if you are making a vision board, what a lot of people do at the beginning of the year, or you have a journal where you are journaling every day in about your upcoming goals and the steps you want to take, place your vision board and your journal in your success direction because it will manifest faster. So if that's the success direction in your office or in your workspace or your bedroom, it doesn't matter. As long as you feel it's a good place that nobody really will look at it except you. Yeah, I would not put it in your living room because literally everybody can have access to it then. So just by placing it there, you, even if you're not journaling, even if you're not looking at your vision board all the time, even if you don't look at your goals all the time, your home is going to reflect it and will give you subconsciously reflection back because our mind works with mirror effects. Yeah. So if we, for example, think positive, then the universe mirrors positivity back. If we think negative, the universe reflects negativity back because we have the mirror aspect in our brain. And so that's the same if your environment is seeing positive energy, it will reflect back in your mind and you will start being more positive about your goals.
Great words of advice as we're coming up to a new year, and I'm sure people can take inspiration for that. Get onto the Marie Diamond app on the App Store on Apple and Android. You can also connect with Marie at mariediamond.com. That's mariediamond.com. Marie, is there anything we did not cover that you would like to share today?
Well, first of all, again, I want to express my gratitude for being on this amazing call with you, Mark. And I would suggest to people just try this out. It is a free app. You can always upgrade if you feel this is part of what you want to do. There's also great meditations and daily messages that are popping up that are connected with your energy number. So it's all very connected with your personal energy. And so just go and play with it and enjoy it and start shifting your energy for the new year.
That's the Marie Diamond app on Android and Apple. Marie, thank you so, so much for being my guest today. I thoroughly enjoyed having a conversation with you. Thank you, everyone, for watching Brilliance Business TV, conversations with leading experts in business.
Thanks for listening to Business Innovators Radio. To hear all episodes featuring leading industry influencers and trendsetters, visit us online at businessinnovatorsradio.com today.